This is MemberCare Media, a media ministry of TWR. Up next, a conversation we believe will be helpful to you. This is a copyright production of MemberCare Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
As I look at the topic of family under fire, I find there are three fundamental questions that come to my mind which challenge me as a parent and call me into responsibility. The first would be, do we as parents count the cost for all family members as we consider to follow our call? As we could discuss that in all directions, but I think the calling is really a very crucial one, especially as mission becomes actually not so much just mission work, but it's more and more tent making. It's more and more developmental work. You have a lot of people who are not necessarily feel that call from God to go there, but they want to bring in their gifts, which is okay. But what is really behind their intention to go overseas? What is the motive? Is it a career? Is it escape? Is it reputation? Is it unemployment? I have found a number out there who said, it's easier to raise my support and work out here than to find work back home. Is it to prove something to myself or others? Wrong motives can be so damaging for the whole family. Secondly, to what extent are we as parents aware of the emotional and practical consequences this ministry has on our children? Again, these are things we are discussing here. The risk of uprooting, of alienation, the lack of stability in terms of relationship and places. I mean, these are all things we can't anticipate fully and prevent before we go, but we can think about it. We can try to act responsible to that questions. I just want to read you a short poem of our daughter Hannah, our oldest one. She has written concerning that topic of uprooting and rootlessness. And I think it expresses what it really means for kids. It's called Wings and Roots. They recommend you give a child roots when young and wings when older. You gave us wings when we were born so that we can find our roots when older. Yet roots will always beckon wings to settle down, and wings resist the thought of chains. So born with wings, the natural drive to fly will always prevent roots from growing deep. They are born with wings, and it's very difficult to really, really put roots down. Thirdly, to what extent are we aware of the spiritual effects and implications on our family? And that's one of my favorite topics. I've worked in debriefing with people, missionaries who come home, MKs, and I've seen so much of a potential demonic occult effects on their lives, which they are not aware of. It has an effect on their mind, their health, their emotions. And there's need for prayer and need for deliverance, need to be sensitive and need to teach beforehand, before they go. So during our time overseas, I have actually not been contemplating about these things. So what I'm speaking about today is actually for the last 7 years, I've been thinking about that. I've been dealing with the effects in our own family and other people. And I've been drawing my conclusions from my 18 years overseas. Just to think of our own children. Our two girls actually were always fairly stable. But the two boys, they had really their struggles. Once they came to Germany, they felt so isolated and insulated and were struggling for recognition and integration and friends. Once we realized what was going on, praise God, we always had an open relationship with them. There was always a good trust and understanding. Praise God, they have found their way and they have refound their faith, which they had lost in between too. And I'm really excited how they both walk now with the Lord, each in their own ways. And I'm very thankful, and so are the girls. But I really have to say that all of them, despite the many losses and pains they have gone through, they always say it was the best you could have done for us. We wouldn't want to miss one day, even though we are aware of our losses. And it has challenged and made us who we are. Especially our one son was great when he was about 18, 19. He came one day and sat us down and he said, I really have to talk with you guys. He said, look, these are the things that I feel I have done wrong overseas, where I have been disobedient, where I have gone the wrong track, where I really messed it and screwed it up. And I want to ask your forgiveness. But then he had also a list where he said, and these are the things where I think you have screwed up. And it gave us an opportunity to look at it with him and to ask for his forgiveness. It was a beautiful restoration, and he just left it behind and moved on. But he came up to us. And I think we can do that as parents, to prepare that way that the kids come to that place of reconciliation with their past. Because there are always things that don't go right overseas that need to be looked at and worked through. Now, I think feeling isolated, feeling depressed or suicidal is not a trademark of TCKs. It's a trademark of many Western young people. But I think it's especially also a trademark of TCKs because there is this combination of spiritual ministry, high mobility, and lack of rootedness. And the three of them together, I find, are the reason why we really have to take that very serious, that topic. Because it will fall back not only on them or on us, but it will fall back on their whole worldview, on their outlook on life, on God, on relationship. And there are a number of TCKs who have disowned their parents. They say, I don't want to have anything to do with you anymore. And that's painful. It has to do with, because it is a spiritual ministry, there is a spiritual battle involved as well, apart from all the issues of high mobility and lack of rootedness. It's a spiritual battle. And of course, there are wonderful aspects and enriching aspects of life overseas for a family, and the support and the friendship of a team. Our kids think it was the greatest time, you know, and having lots of parties in our home and celebrations and adventurous family holidays. Great time, people, relationships. But I really want to focus here primarily on how we can prevent and hopefully reduce damage and fires by being better prepared for parents and for children. Because I think God has entrusted these kids to us, and it's a high responsibility. So following the foundations I've laid down, for me, really important foundations for a family in a world at risk are the parents' marriage, identity and individuality of a TCK, and the spiritual stability of a family.
This feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thanks for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.